Good morning, everyone. It is the first Saturday of the month, and you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, coming to you live from Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Wendy covers spiritual topics throughout the show, and of course, you can get into the queue for your psychic mini reading. Wendy Powers is best known for making remarkable, accurate predictions. She has been on many TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. Wendy Powers is not only a renowned psychic, she is a non-denominational minister officiating weddings and memorials. Wendy is an intuitive counselor, spiritual advisor, plus she is a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as the phone lines fill up quickly. That number again to call in for a psychic mini reading is 646-378-0378. Now here is Wendy Powers.
Oh, good morning. What a beautiful morning it is. I know some aren't experiencing it, but here in Michigan, it's amazing. This should be cold and rainy, and I guess this is the month of gratitude, because it's a beautiful day. Not sure what the temperature is, but I think we're in the 60s, and we've been in the 70s the last few days, so truly amazing. Thank you, God. but this is the month of gratitude. This is the month of Thanksgiving. This is the month of appreciation and thanks, and this would be a wonderful month for all of those that have an opportunity to do something amazing for someone. Pay it forward, as they say, because it will always come back to you. Because part of our topic we're going to cover today is dealing with, what happens when we've dealt with all of our lessons, our karma's complete, and now we're moving on to the next phase of our spiritual development, but we no longer need to do it on the earthly plane. Well, we can't get there, we can't graduate unless we do some wonderful things for other people. You know, it's kind of like when you go into college, they want you to do volunteer work, they want you to do something for others, and it's not just an assignment or, oh my gosh, you've got to do it. It's they're doing it to give you more of an understanding of how other people live, but more importantly, how good it feels to help other people and what it does for them. And that's a very, very important thing. It's a wonderful fulfillment to be able to help other people. And in little things, actually, I had someone pay it forward to me one time. It was a really interesting situation. I was in a restaurant in Northville, Michigan. And I mean, it was an average-priced, right downtown restaurant. Had a group of my friends. And we were discussing whatever we were discussing and having, you know, a normal lunch. And someone paid our bill. Because this is a bar restaurant kind of thing. And somebody from the bar, it's a very small town, Northville, Michigan, for those of you who don't know the area, very small. And just picked up our whole tab for everybody at the table. And I thought, wow. And would not take thanks and did it anonymously. And, it was just, we couldn't even thank them. But it just makes you realize, you know, people do things out of gratitude. My niece, by the way, who is 7 months pregnant, and she works as a waitress in a restaurant. And gosh, that's got to be tough, you know, to be on your feet is 7 months along. I really admire women that do that. She was just going about her day when she had waited on a table, finished waiting on a table. She had discussed a little bit about her situation, you know, being pregnant is always something that comes up that you discuss. And then she went to another table to, you know, take care of them because, you know, the other table had completed their meal and they were done, they got their bill. And one of the ladies came up to her and gave her $50. And, you know, that just moved her. I mean, she doesn't have very much money at all. And, you know, there's some other situations going on with her that really have caused quite a lot of stress. You never know what somebody else is going through. You can assume everything's fine with them. And that's one thing to give money to someone who's homeless in the street. But to give a perfect stranger something, and this is what I also would recommend, if you don't have the money or if you don't have that type of, you know, ability to help someone financially in any way, you know what's also very good to give? Good feelings. Give something positive of yourself. A smile. I guess now it's somehow, you know, politically incorrect to hug in elementary school, but gee whiz, you know, I mean, kids can't hug kids. I think we're losing our sense of humanity here, you know, because that energy, we're energy beings first, you know, it's very important to give and to hug and to, you know, to feel that. It's, there was a little girl who got in trouble. I don't remember what school district it was. It wasn't here in Michigan, but doesn't matter. It's going on everywhere. And she was hugging a little boy who was going through a tough time, and she, out of, you know, feelings, emotions, you know, hugged him and you know, trying to comfort him. And she was expelled for hugging. Ugh, I don't know what's happening to this world. So we have to still give those feelings, despite the great PC police out there. We need to, you know, send a smile. You know, just enjoy the world, enjoy the life, and send out good energy. When somebody cuts you off, instead of giving them the finger or yelling at them, just say, I hope you reach your destination safely. I know that's a tough one, isn't it? But that'll elevate your spirit, your soul into the graduate level, because that takes a lot of strength, you know, unconstraint. To get you to that point where you could actually forgive someone for cutting you off instead of reacting with great anger. Because remember, we are energy beings. And when you say something negative, even though they can't hear you, or even if you don't give them a gesture, you're actually spending the next 5 minutes screaming about them to yourself or whoever else is in the car who's subject to it. You know, you are actually sending that vibe to them. You don't realize it, but you really are. So in turn, let's not do that. Don't do it to your soul. Don't do it to them. Just send them, you know, kind of an energy thought of protection, and that they'll get to where they're going safely. And that's all you can do, because we're on a planet of a lot of negativity. We're on a planet of a lot of stress. You talk to anybody, even children these days, and you ask them how they're doing, and if they were genuinely, you know, open with you instead of saying, oh, I'm doing fine, they'll say, I'm stressed. And then sometimes they'll go and tell you why. But everybody on this planet is stressed. Our bad health is because of stress. That's disease or dis-ease, the dis-ease of life. And that's the problem. We are energy beings. And we're not a physical body, but our higher soul that occupies the physical body, and that includes the mind, tends to absorb the negative energy. And that's important. So our thoughts are who we are, whether other people understand our thoughts or not. If we live in a negative mind, a fearful mind, then our body, unfortunately, responds. In that. And also those of you who have bad luck out there, because I know that there are people that walk around with a dark cloud over them. Is it a spell someone put on you? No, it's a spell you put on yourself. You probably put in a lot of fear, anxiety, distress, dis-ease, and, you know, and you have to change your thoughts. That changes the matrix of the energy that comes down to you, through you, and out from you, and that changes that whole energy. So it's not about luck, it's about the energy matrix. And it's very, very important for you to start changing your thinking, to start changing and accepting, to have that gratitude and accept the positive energy, the positive thoughts, the positive actions that you expect. Make your expectations amazing. Make them what you want them to be, and things will be that way. Not everything that we think we want or we say, wow, but Wendy, you know, all I do is think about winning the lottery. I know I'm going to win the lottery. I absolutely know it because my finances are so bad. Well, that's not quite what I'm talking about. When you're dealing with needing something, you need money, then you have to put the energy that money will come to you, will flow to you, not put it on the lottery, because maybe it isn't in your destiny to win the lottery. Yes, it is in some people's destiny to win the lottery. Unfortunately, not my own, but but it is out there. So you just have to change the way you expect things. Instead of, like, everything bad happens to me, or I never do this, or I never get that, or whatever your nevers are, remove the word never, and you're going to change it with I receive. And then you've got to be careful what your thoughts are, or you will receive it. Yeah, think about that. I never find a good love relationship. I'm never happy in love. The person I want in my life isn't there. My love just doesn't seem to, happen. Everybody else is happy. Why not me? See, all those negatives that we put out there. So we want to change that to I am open and I'm waiting and I am receiving. In fact, I need you to take out the waiting. I am ready to receive my perfect divine mate. I am ready to receive love. And, you know, sometimes love won't come as a mate. Love might come as a pet or a good friend or a good situation for you to help others. Love is not just about the relationship between two people, two adults. It's also about, you know, other things. And when people say to me, well, you can love yourself, you know, you need to go love yourself. Well, you can't love yourself unless you love others, unless you're open to love, unless you're open to receive positive energy, positive thoughts. And going back to what I originally started to talk about in the beginning of the hour, which was to pay it forward, to do good things for others, to give a smile even, to forgive the person who cut you off in traffic, to maybe if you have an extra dollar, to pay it forward. Do things that are good even when you're never going to get any praise or thanks for it. Oh, that's the most wonderful way to give, is when you do not expect thanks. Don't give with thinking, oh, well, they didn't thank me for that. Give knowing that you are receiving the goodness within yourself by the fact that you gave. And then you've received. You know, and that's a very important thing because I know a lot of relationships and friends, they get all uptight. Well, I always do this for my friend, or I always do that, and nobody ever helps me, and nobody ever does this. Well, you're living in a negative expectation. You know, say I give freely because I love all my friends, all the situations I give. And as you're putting out that positive energy, not just action, but energy and thought, then all of a sudden your eyes open up to all the good things that are happening to you. I was talking to a lady earlier today, yesterday, and, you know, we were talking about how there are so many suicides in this world today. I can't believe how many people I've read this year, and I read quite a few people, that have been affected by a suicide in their family, or a friend, and as somebody close, the suicide is just so high. And why? They just get so stressed out. They get so fearful. They just get so, you know, unbelievably, I guess, depressed and feeling immobile and just they can't go anywhere. So they opt out. And when you have the expectations of things just aren't working for me, then you implode, and it's so sad because if it was just giving you another day, if you got down to that point, and after the fact you were allowed to, you know, just come back and do a redo, you probably wouldn't do it again because you would realize the collateral damage of everything that happened when you did to your own soul and to those others. And that's why I love the movie, and we're coming into the season where it plays all the time, It's a Wonderful Life. Because It's a Wonderful Life shows exactly what would happen if you didn't have this time here. Even though you think you're not doing something purposeful, you don't have any effect on other people, your own life is just falling apart, you know, you're just, everything is just, you know, falling apart, as they say. And so you just want to just give it up. And then you find, well, if you had a chance to look at it, you go, well, I guess I did have an impact. Maybe I did affect people's lives. Maybe even in my aloneness, I affected people. I affected people in ways that you can't even conceive of until you're in spirit and you look back and you see what was left behind. And you say, gosh, I want to set the reset button, but you cannot. This hour, we're going to be dealing with a subject of what happens when you do graduate from your earthy kind of experience of school. But we also have many people in the queue waiting for readings. So I will be doing readings throughout the hour, and I will be going to one here in a moment. And for those of you listening, I'm Wendy Powers. I do readings in my office in Novi, Michigan. And many people, they go, when they look at Novi, they say Novi, but it was actually originally a small town. It was called Number 6, and Number was N-O, and the Roman numeral 6, and then it evolved into, Novi. So, you know. But that's where I do my readings. I have a beautiful office in Novi, or I do phone readings, like very much like what I'm doing, but I'm doing just a little bit here on the radio. I'm tune into you. I do phone readings throughout the world, but you need to book. I do appointment only. You need to book through either my website, or you can call my office at 248-826-8255, or go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. So wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And then you'll get the phone number. Everything will be in there. It's so much easier to remember websites these days anyway, isn't it? It's like nobody remembers anybody's number. How many people you would know? I mean, if they didn't have to give their own number, they wouldn't even know that. But, you know, we used to know everybody's numbers, everybody that we knew, but we don't have to anymore because it's all plugged into your phone. And so the website's the same way. We don't remember phone numbers. So just only thing you have to remember is Wendy Powers, that's me, -clairvoyant.com. You can also Google Wendy Powers, psychic Wendy Powers, but make sure you put psychic in front. Believe it or not, there are other Wendy Powers, and they don't do what I do. And you may get all list of Wendy Powers. So you put ahead of that, if you Google psychic, forget my website, it'll take you to my website. Psychic Wendy Powers are taking the front pages of my website. So know that I'm there. I'm in the cyberspace world, and you can find me. But then you'll get a full one-hour reading where I get into the details of your life. And it's just as detailed on the phone as it is in person. The only thing that you don't get is a hug. But I give you an emotional hug, a spiritual hug, an energy hug, which what we've been talking about earlier in the show when we do that phone reading. All righty, we're going to go to the phone lines because I know I have got many, many people in the queue. So if you've been trying to get in, you're probably in a long lineup, but I will do my best. So we're going to go to, let me see, we got Rose on the line. Hello? Okay.
Hi, Rose. Wendy. Thank you so much.
Rose. Well, and where are you calling from, Rose?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Ah, New Jersey. All right. Is it warm there? We're having such amazing weather here.
We were having it yesterday. It's supposed to cool down just for the weekend and then get warm again on Monday. Like 70 degrees,
yeah.
Which is unbelievable for November.
I know. I don't know what it is, global warming, coldness. I don't know. I don't care. I just love the warmth. I really don't.
No, it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. All right, so let's tune in to you and see what's going on with Rose in New Jersey. Okay. All right. I know you have a different thing that you want to ask about, but I don't know why, but I see a cat. Do you have a cat? There's somebody around you. I see a cat. And I don't know why that tuned in, you know, right away, because I know you have other things that you'd like to talk about. But the cat just popped right up. Did you lose a cat or?
No. Where I go to get my hair cut, there's a cat that lives there. And we're just really close. He's really cute. So,
so he's kind of like, because I think then, okay, then it wasn't your pet, but you're like a pet because you're a surrogate pet.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's weird that that cat would pop up, you know, in your reading, because I didn't feel it was your pet. So I think what it was, you know, quite honestly, is that tell the owner that the cat has to go to the vet.
Oh, okay.
There's something going on with the cat in the digestion of the cat. Otherwise, it wouldn't come through, and it's just something is happening with this little tummy, you know, digestion and the colon. So just, you know, she's noticing some things that the cat that don't seem to be quite right, just tell her to please take her to the vet.
Okay.
You know, so anyway, let's get into you. You know, the relationships. I don't see that you've been having, I know that you were looking at love, but I didn't see, I'm trying to find a love when I'm looking around you. Are you're trying to find love?
I am. I've been going out a lot, putting myself out there to singles
Okay, there's what it is, because I kept looking at it, and I didn't see any love, and I didn't see any relationship. But I know you're looking and seeking and could feel that, but I didn't see any love. Because sometimes when people are seeking answers to love, they've got a relationship that's going bad or not, you know, not developing fast enough. But I just didn't feel it around you. So I want you to do yourself a favor, because I do see someone coming into your life. I want you to do yourself a favor, and I want you to do a makeover. I mean, I'm serious. I want you to go in. I want you to get a massage. I want you to take up a little bit of yoga. I want you to change your hair style. I know you go, and I want you to get, a change in even a makeup. You know, go change your makeup. Maybe go see somebody if you have one at the spa to do that. Why? Because for some reason you're carrying in your it's like you're carrying something within your look, your outer look, and you're mentally doing this where you're kind of in a rut. You know, it's like, it's not to say that you look bad. I'm just saying you need to change the outside. So when you look in the mirror at yourself, you go, wow, I'm good. I'm serious. Because that gives you an ego change, you know, a shift. And we all have it. You know, and if we don't feel confident, and I'm not talking about protective, because I'm talking about a sense of confidence, then that, remember we talked about earlier in the show, we're talking about energy. And then I want you to sit and I want you to think that my perfect divine mate will, I'm ready. I'm ready for my perfect divine mate. Not the next guy or this whatever, you know, I want you to say, I am ready. I'm ready to receive my perfect divine mate. Instead of in, you know, nothing's working or, you know, and all this kind of stuff, I do see that, unfortunately, I don't see the person coming into your life until February, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try and put it out there and go and get involved, but I don't see that person coming, and I do think that this person, I feel he will come not through a dating service, but he's actually coming from you meeting him in something that it's like, I don't know if you're going to a church or a class or someplace like that. It's like you meet him and you just get into a conversation with him, and then it kind of evolves into, you know, just getting to know each other, and then evolves into full-on love. But you'll know that you will know him when you meet him.
Okay.
You will know it right away. You know, women, and this is a bad thing, that, and I say this as being, of course, a woman, we tend to put all kinds of expectations on a relationship as soon as we meet the guy before you even get hello out. You know, it's like, oh, I don't like this about him, or I don't like that, or, oh, I like that. When's he getting a tattoo? When's this going to happen? You know, it's like it gets all kinds of, and all that energy. energy that's going on in your head, even if it doesn't come out your mouth, he's feeling it. Okay? So, you know, you're a beautiful soul, and you're beautiful on the outside, too. I just would like you to do a makeover for your own mind, for your own perception of yourself, and be ready, and get into yoga or meditation, because that will help put you into the ready and receiving line of love. But I do see love will come to you. And so these are just the little things that you have to, you know, and that's not much, but to have to be ready for, to get into the readiness to receive. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Wendy.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So we're going to go to our next call. And let me see, because we have so many people on the line. We want. All right, we're going to go to David. Hello, David.
Good morning.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California, but I actually grew up in Michigan.
All right.
And I spent the best 2 hours of my life at the Novi Hilton.
Oh, I know the Novi Hilton. Actually, it's changed hands. It's no longer the Novi Hilton. I don't know what it is. But, you know, the hotel's always changing hands, you know.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful hotel. So you know Northville then, you know. So it's a wonderful place. But anyway, well, let's tune into you, David. And you know what? I know that you were concerned about bad luck.
Just questioning
bad luck. And I think we kind of covered that a little bit in, you know, in my opening, part of the show. But for you specifically, I want to kind of bring up some things. I see that you go through not just, it's not about relationships with that too, but it's like I find a job that doesn't seem to be working out quite the way you want it to. It's like I see you putting together information, working on, have you been putting together a type of course or project? Like there's something that you're putting together that you know, would other people would be able to benefit from, like it's a class or something, but it doesn't seem to be coming together right. And have you been working on that for a while?
No, I'm currently independently wealthy and I don't work at all.
Okay, well, God bless you. Pay it forward.
I do pay it forward.
What I'm seeing though, and this has nothing to do with money so much as it has to do with spiritual growth, development, and trying to help others.
Which I'm trying to do.
Well, that's what I'm sharing with you. It has nothing to do with money or the job, obviously you got money, but it has to do with information, like putting people that put together a book, but I saw it putting together as a book or information or webinar. People don't do books as much as they used to. But a class that somebody isn't quite coming together right, but it's maybe you've just been too busy, with your life. But I did feel that this is something that you're spiritually developing yourself. But if you know, and obviously, if you became wealthy, maybe you're trying to share how to think in, abundance for other people to get out of the negative mindset of money. But I did feel that you're going to be doing that project. Had you thought about helping other people with their spiritual growth or the knowledge that you've been gaining, because you're good at sharing or teaching?
Well, thank you. I probably tend to push the people that come across my path too much, and I have offered to financially support the spiritual people that have come through my life, and I've offered to write their books, pay for the publishing of their books.
There you go. Okay, write the book, publish the books, and it's not quite coming together.
Well, it's okay. I mean, everyone's got their path, but it seems that goes back to my original question, though, because why do I have all these resources and all this generosity if no one is going to take it? You know what I mean?
Well, I have to say that you have to look at it differently, okay? And it's wonderful you have that generosity, and it's not necessarily that you're not doing it and nobody wants it, and, you know, and remember we talked about mindset.
Yeah.
And you have to bring to yourself the right thing, the right situation, the right people. So it's wonderful you're giving, but you're putting, I think, expectations and on other people. You know, if you just put out what you had said, and again, this is that project that just doesn't seem to be unfolding right that I was picking up on. Now, I would put it out there, not that you're trying to be, a person who will help them get what they want, but you just put out there your own information, put your own stuff out, and then be able to help people yourself. That there's a lot of things that go on with people in the spiritual world. They have many different things. They help. I mean, and I'm talking religious and spiritual. I mean, spiritual to me is just removing the dogma so much, but it's all the same. And you can help people. And by interviewing them, by interviewing other people about their experiences and then putting it together, helping people, you know, by having them putting a class of success together. A lot of people get very stubborn or fearful, which is what I find, and they don't know how to go to the next step, even though you're saying, I'll pay for this, I'll pay for that, do that, you got a great idea, I'll do that. But they don't know how to get to the next step. And that may be what you could help. Maybe you put a little organization together of people that can come together, like make the publishing company also one that teaches people. It's kind of like doing the radio that I'm doing here. You know, when people decide to be radio hosts on the internet, they don't necessarily know how, you know, so but their success is, you know, not going to happen, even though they have the means to do it. Unless they have the understanding of how to do it. So, you know, maybe that's part of what I was feeling. You put together class, you put together the publishing company, you put together something that will help other people get to that next step other than just money. You know, money is important, absolutely, but you need to also put maybe a little bit of yourself in it.
Yeah, my energy is a much better gift than my money.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. The money is, but you put that out there. You presented that. It's like why people doing that. And I think that you have knowledge. You have a beautiful spirit. You have things that you can give, but you put all this knowledge. That's why I kept feeling knowledge, wisdom, and put it into something that then other people can then benefit from it. And pretty much, you need to put kind of how to go to the next step. Maybe you interview other people about the spiritual development and then take that out there and publish it yourself. You know, then you can take the proceeds from anything that you make and give it to, you know, whatever charity, you know, children or whomever you feel you want to give it to at that time. There's a lot of things that you can do to help others, like you said, in your energy versus just the money. Money is something that comes to some people. Boy, you know what? That's a karma, or not a negative, obviously, but it's a karma as well. How to handle and be responsible with money. Because there's some people that are given money, even through the lottery, whatever, and they misuse it. Some people, I watch American Greed sometimes, and I go, oh my gosh, how can people do that to other people? Anybody who's watched the show, a lot of people will do whatever they can to grab money, you know, but take money from people literally, you know. But you have this wonderful, you know, life to be able to have the time, which money is time freedom.
Right.
To be able to put together something to help other people, and it's about knowledge, spiritual knowledge, getting to the next step, even helping people gain money in their life, you know, whether it be through their spiritual you know, writings or whatever they want to do or put together. You know what I just felt? Oh, goodness. I felt you would put together a speaking bureau and help sponsor that as a speaking bureau for other for people, you know, so that people will go out and you can kind of be part of that. So create your yourself as a, you know, publisher slash, you know, I want to say agent, but you don't have to actually physically do all that, but, you know, giving people kind of structure and knowledge and help them and support them that way versus the individual, you know, just the individual alone. So I do think that this is an interesting year, you know, because, again, you've been doing a lot of reflecting and a lot of, you know, kind of you have a deep heart. You have a very big heart, and you've been doing a lot of, you know, feeling for other people, wanting to help them, which you mentioned. But I do see next year you're going to be able to bring some of these things together that I'm speaking of, and, you know, maybe at another time we could speak about them a little bit more in depth and be able to help other people and use your money in a positive way. And, you know, I mean, it's wonderful to have money, but like you said, you'd like to do something to help others constructively, you know, instead of just giving, but helping them to evolve and to help other people get strong. But anyway, we are, you know, really in an amazing time of life. This is the spiritual challenges that are going on right now, and you've been given the money, I feel, as part of it, is to enable people to, you know, have the ability to get to the next level, which, again, financially is always a struggle for most spiritual people. But I don't think it's just in giving. It's going to be in your advice, your knowledge, your support, your research, you know, to bring the right people together. So I hope that helps you, David.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, then. Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was an interesting call because, you know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of people don't have the financial means to get their dream to materialize, or maybe even, you know, get their center going or whatever. So, you know, people like David have been given the opportunity to be able to help and to bring those resources together to get to that next level. And bless him. He's probably one of those souls, which where I was going to kind of segue right into that anyway, is that are here on their last life or that life of purpose, to help others, and that karma of purpose. And, you know, when we are in that state, we're actually kind of like we're through college on the spiritual plane of Earth. And we're getting ready to move forward into the next life. And the next life being not of this planet, but of another dimension, or possibly even other planets and possibly other dimensions. Very complex subject, very difficult to give to you in just a few moments on the air. But, you know, just know that there's so much more to our being than just living on Earth. You know, the soul never dies. The body dies and is reborn. But all those thoughts, all that evolving, all the things that you are is who you are, and that continues and moves on. Even as someone like David, he says, I have all this wonderful money. What do I do with it? When he dies, the money's gone, you know. His soul, though, is being enriched by what he's doing and what he's giving to others and how he's helping others. So that is going moving him onward and upward and into the next dimension, and his soul won't have to come back to this earth because he's at a point where he's now in a purposeful space, and so bless him for that. And that's the important thing to understand, that we all have different journeys, and it's difficult to know what it is, because just as much as David had money, what about the person who's curled up in a box, maybe on the street, and has nothing? what's the point of his life or her life? You know, and you say, what's the point of having money? Well, what's the point of being on the street? There's purpose in all things. There's purpose in helping others. There's purpose in your experiencing even the sadness and the loneliness as part of the experience of being human. Our soul isn't human. Our experience is human. And I know that's hard to understand at times, but we're striving all the time for things in this world, for perfection in this world, instead of understanding this is a human experience and our soul needs more than things and we need more than perfection or recognition. We're in an amazing time. I used to think we were in the me factor, that everybody's about themselves, in the 80s. But I'm realizing now, especially with social media and everybody's got a phone taking pictures of everything, people aren't living. They're living the me factor. Everybody's a star. Everybody's all about themselves, but they're not interacting. And that's going to change. It's going to change because they're no longer having the human experience, and that's what they need. Okay, we're going to go to the phone. We have, like I said, so many people in the queue. All right, do we have Sophia on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Sophia. And where are you calling from, dear?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. You know, and Georgia's been cold, hasn't it?
No, you know, it's warm this week.
Warm today. Well, it's normally been really warmer than Michigan, but last year I remember, you know, it was cold because I have people I know in Georgia. But normally Georgia's cold, and it shouldn't be.
It is normally this time of the year, correct. It is,
yeah.
However, warm this week.
Isn't that wonderful? So I've been dealing with a very interesting subject, which seems my callers are in line with. I asked the universe, I asked God to just kind of bring that information through before I start my show, and it seems like everybody's on point who's calling in and that fills their need. You have an interesting path yourself, and you find yourself getting stuck, and it's because you have to try to believe in yourself. And you do good things too, but I'm talking about your purpose, you know.
Uh-huh.
And 'cause you've been looking for your purpose, you know, and doing more than just what you've been doing, because everything's in status quo, but you're still kind of like, nothing seems to be of purpose, if you know what I mean. But it's like you do good things, and I'm not talking about that. Something about music. Have you been getting more into music lately?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I don't know why I was picking up on music. Not you doing music, but getting into it.
Now, I do get a lot of songs, but as far as... I'll let you finish.
Go ahead. No, tell me what you meant by that.
I get a lot of songs as far as when I awake or when I'm asleep.
Okay. Well, that's not the typical. So that's a lot of music. That's what I'm saying. You get. Okay, that makes sense. You're getting into the music. I see the songs. Okay, that's what you wake up with music in your head.
Correct.
And you go to sleep. Yeah. So, and you go to sleep with music in your head. You have a musical soul. And that's interesting, you know. And you don't always feel that with people. And you know, the songs are very meaningful. I always have said,
Them are messages. Yeah, especially
yes,
the title.
Yes, messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then that's how you get your messages. And I've always said that God's language is music. Singing praise, but God's music. Our God's language is music. And it's not just instrumental. It's in the words. It's in the messages. So you are getting messages from the higher spiritual realm, and they're helping you.
Mm-hmm.
And And so that's more than just dreams. That's actual messages that are coming through. And that's amazing. What is the most recent message? Because I feel that one of the things.
Go ahead. Besides music, it just all depends on what has been going on around me or with others.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what has been happening a lot lately is the dreaming. I've always been a lucid dreamer. But lately, it's been a lot of stuff, and I don't like to say the word weird, but it feels like most of it is not mine.
That makes sense, though.
Kind of like, like I'm seeing somebody else's. I don't know if it's a, mm-hmm. if it was their past life or their life. Just stuff that has none whatsoever to do with me, but it's just the knowing of kind of that this is somebody else's. So when I go to sleep, I just say, okay, if there's some type of communication going on here, let me know what it is you need or you're wanting me to do with this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because I can see it clearly.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things that I'm feeling. So that's why we had to start out with that music that's coming through your mind, and it's because it's coming from your higher self. And one of the things I was going to also say to you is that you are getting spirits that are communicating with you. It's like people that have been in other, that are in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
It's instead of saying, oh, well, you're picking up on spirits in kind of a mediumship sort of way, you're actually tuning into their incomplete lives or, in the physical world. But in the spirit world, some people are stuck on the earthly plane. And they, so when you receive, when I say earthly plane, I mean they're in the dimension of still being part of Earth, even though they passed on. Mm-hmm. So when you get messages, I want you to receive it and bless them and use your intuition, which you have very strong intuition, and you tell them, that it's okay, or maybe get your intuition feeling on it and give that advice to them. Just because we're in a physical world, and I have people that come to me, and I help them through whatever crisis they're in, doesn't mean that spirit isn't in crisis. Just because one passes doesn't mean we're in peace. And I'm sure that you've been getting, like you said, unusual messages, even weird, yes, whatever, weird because you don't know how to connect it. But I feel that there's one woman that connects with you in spirit that, you're trying to figure out who is this person, but you don't even know because you're getting it in music. But it's for her. But I feel that she passed away about 3, almost 4 years ago. You did know her, and so I think that they're trying to communicate with you, but they also want a little help. So when you get these strange messages, or some of it is just reliving or seeing their death, or
yes.
their,
Oh, wow. I was going to mention there's a dream, and it's about a year old. But now I originally had a fear that this was something that was going to happen to me, but now I'm feeling more comfortable and thinking, okay, and realizing this is not mine. I think it's them. One, I was on a bus full of people, and there was a gunman that entered the bus and shot up some people, and I was one. I could literally feel the bullet. So I lived in fear for like a year of like, oh, Lord, I don't need to get on any public transportation. But now I feel like it was a flash of something that happened to someone I never knew.
Right, never knew because the spirits had found a door to come through, and they're sharing, and they're stuck. Thank you so much for this. Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And when people are stuck, like people that have been murdered or people that have been in a tragedy, they don't know how to move forward. They don't know how to move on. So what I would like you to do is I'd like you to light a white candle, and I would like you to take, it don't have to be specific to anybody, but if it's specific to a situation, like this dream about this person who was killed, I want you just to say, you are okay. You are with God. You are in a spiritual realm. You are safe. You are safe. And now beware of God, beware of the light, and then mentally move them on. And that's why we want the candle. The light, lighting of a white candle is just representing the light of God. And we're just going to move them forward, okay? You don't have to have specific words. Whatever comes through you that you feel at that moment is the right word, okay? And you will continue to get these messages. You will continue to get these songs because that's the way the spirits, just God's language, are communicating with you. They're directly communicating with you. And you're getting them through dreams. And like I said, you will see their death. You will see their fears, their anxieties. But you are the one who will help them move on. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful journey? Isn't that a beautiful thing for you to do? That's a pain forward for spirit.
It is. That is so touching.
Yes. You've been blessed with that. That's your lesson in this life, to help. So that's your pay it forward, you know, that you're doing for others, that helps your soul evolve and helps them move on, you know. But, well, you have a beautiful and blessed weekend, and I'm smiling from ear to ear, knowing the beauty. And you know what? I feel the energy just changing in you right now.
Correct.
Because you're just feeling so blessed instead of fearful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. You know, isn't that a wonderful thing when we have... All of us have a journey, and we don't know it. I mean, we've covered a tremendous amount of things in life that could be, you know, that we don't even know that we're doing something to help others. And Sophia's situation is to help people that have passed on. If you would like a reading with me, I do a one-hour in-depth reading by appointment, and it gets very specific. You've heard a little specifics here, but it's more difficult to kind of run the studio board and tune into you and stay on topic. So just think how deep it'll get when you're on a one-to-one with me. It gets all about you and what goes on in your journey. And if you'd like that reading by appointment, you can go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. That's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And I do have a phone number if you want to try to remember it or jot it down. It's 248-826-8255. But my phone number is in my website. Again, you can Google me if you can't remember all that. Pretty easy to remember. My name is Wendy Powers. And you can put psychic Wendy Powers in your Google search. And boom, I'll pop up. And then you can, get a hold of me, and we'll connect and make your appointment, and you can enjoy the experience of a one-hour reading. I am just so blessed to be able to, you know, help people. I do it just the way I do it on the radio. I don't use palmistry or cards, you know, astrology or numerology. Not that I don't find those all wonderful and beautiful valid ways to tune into spirit. It's just that it always, since I was a young child, it just flows through me. I just tune into God and the highest of spiritual beings. I don't go to spirit guides. I don't go to angels. I go to God. God is the center of all, the knowledge. That's where we're striving and evolving to. God and the highest of spiritual beings are the spirit of people that have evolved and they're at their highest evolution. And their purpose is to pay it forward to help us here on earth. So I tune to God and the highest of spiritual beings, and it just flows through me. I don't ask you questions. I know only your name and usually what city you're from, even when you're sitting in front of me, and that's all. And just whatever comes through me is what you need. And I do have a place for questions, but usually most of your questions are answered through my just letting it flow through me. You know, some people like to call it channeling. I don't like that because it kind of puts in a mind that maybe you're channeling a specific spirit. I tune into God, and I let that knowledge, that wisdom, and that guidance flow through me, and I give it to you. because it's your life path. I'm putting a light on your path. So that's what I do in my readings. And, you know, it's not about, you know, the word psychic is such a big word and such a confusing word sometimes to people. It's really about what we are, and we are spiritual beings, and we have this knowledge of our own life path. So you can learn how to meditate and tune into your own life path. But sometimes we get, you know, all mucked up with the what I call the intellectual mind or the beta mind, and we overthink things, we overfear things, we get into the stress of life, and then we have a hard time. Even though we know what we feel, oh, I know I should be doing this, I know I should be that, or I have this little voice tell me do this, or the voice tell me do that. But you're all wound up in stress and fear. That intellectual mind is taking over. So coming to someone like myself, we are not in your intellectual mind. We're not in your that beta mind. I tune into your higher self, and it flows through, and that gives you the answers and puts the light on your own life path that you chose. And that's very important to understand. I also feel that you need to try to take time each day to quiet time. Some people love nature. Sit by the water or, you know, instead of just driving in a stressful traffic, if it's all wound up tight, maybe get off the freeway. Allow yourself to kind of be one with the universe, or look at a bird in a tree, or put yourself in a different place. Enjoy while you're on Earth, because you're here evolving. You're not here to gain things. You're here to just evolve your soul, your spirit, which is very, very important. So we're going to see if we have time for a really quick, reading on them. If I can find one with that, am I hearing music already? Oh, no, I'm hearing music already. Oh, well, all right, well, we won't have time for another reading. For everyone who's in the queue, I will be here, and all those who are listening around the world, I will be here the first Saturday of December, which is December 5th. And as you know, again, you know, I will tune in and cover a spiritual topic. I'm not sure what that topic will be at the moment. And make sure that you read Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. If you don't get it, the paper, and you're not in the Metro Michigan area, the Detroit metropolitan area, know that you can get it online at bodymindspiritguide.com. And you can actually virtually read it just like you virtually read books. And you can see, I write there. I have wonderful articles, as many wonderful writers in this magazine. And it's just an amazing magazine. My article for November is a psychic a medium? Got to read about it. Is a psychic a medium? You read about that. And that's in the November issue of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. And again, you just go to bodymindspiritguide.com. Boom, there it is, and you can read it. You can also listen to my archive shows if you'd like to. And again, if you'd like to make an appointment with me, remember, psychic Wendy Powers. You may Google or go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. This is the month of giving. This is the month of thankfulness, gratitude. Be in gratitude this month. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next month.